a short listen to this piece of history.
A paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights panelling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
What show is it?
Oh, my God. There's blood everywhere. Hello and welcome to the illegitimate show nobody wanted, but instead of being aborted after its conception, it was allowed to be given life and sent to its current foster home here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, where they disregarded its proper birth name of David M. Green's Summer Powwow and chose just to use the latter two words, making this show before you that is powwow. I'm David M. Green, and joining me this evening making his powwow debut, it is John Timoney.
David, it's good to be here.
John and Jared Kotlowy.
Hi.
Can I call you Jared, or would you prefer Jerry?
Either or.
All right, then. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. John?
Doing well.
Yeah. Well, as Will Anderson would say, huge show today, Limo. However, unlike the context in which Will Anderson uses the phrase, tonight's episode of Powwow is the same physical size as every other show. However, tonight's show will be hugely entertaining, which is something, obviously, Will and Limo clearly have a different idea about. Coming up on Powwow this evening, a Baroque perspective on global warming, a colossal carnival of celebrity circumcision. We're going to take a look at some new franchises that are opening up around town, David's rejection letters, plus we're going to find out a bit more about Jared. Who is he, and what is he doing here?
Oh, you know, you invited me. I thought I'd rock up.
Hey, oh, don't give it all away now. And of course, there's the veritable smorgasbord of obscure 80s new wave music, including Huey Lewis, Howard Jones, Depeche Mode, and these guys, New Order. That's all coming up tonight on the show that is Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
On Radio Adelaide, you're tuned to 101.5. Pete Smith speaking.
Since its composition in 1723, this popular piece of Baroque music has inspired everyone from the masters of the classical period to the masters of Canadian hotel chains. Vivaldi's Four Seasons has certainly stood the test of time. That is, until now. With the imminent threat of climate change, people today, living in the 21st century, are having to adapt to changing weather patterns and seasonal conditions. Droughts, floods, tropical storms, deforestation, Al Gore.
I first became aware of it.
They're all taking their toll on the health and well-being of planet Earth and its inhabitants. In an effort to soften the blow, the World Wildlife Fund presents a special re-recording of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, adjusted for a post-global warming world. Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Global Warming Edition, begins with the season of spring, which quickly moves on into summer. Where it remains for the next 90 minutes. Before a brief dip into autumn. And then finally returning to spring, as winter no longer exists. This 2-CD set also includes an inflatable life raft and a machine that allows you to recycle your own urine, a la Kevin Costner in Waterworld. The World World Wildlife Fund presents Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Global Warming Edition. Call within the next 15 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Gustav Holst's The Planets, minus the Pluto movement to represent its new dwarf planet status. Global warming. It's screwing everything up, so you may as well get used to it. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we heard The Perfect Kiss by New Order, one of the few songs I know that has a bullfrog solo. Unless, John, you can correct me wrong.
First I've heard too. Quite a good one.
John Timoney is here. Also, Jerry, I'm going to introduce Jerry first. Jerry's here. Have a round of applause. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to call you Jerry because it's easier.
Oh, okay.
Also because I like Seinfeld.
Oh, nice.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good.
I'm just getting over a cold.
Right. Because you have a pretty deep voice.
I do. It's 2 octaves lower today.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got a cold.
Well, Godspeed, kind sir. John Timoney's also here. They love you, John. They love you.
What can I say?
Obviously, they got
not much.
Your political views. we're not going to touch on that because it's not that kind of show.
No.
How's the first half of your week been?
It's been okay. It's the new year.
It's 2008.
It's 2008.
It's the future.
Today.
Yeah.
Jared? That's about it.
Oh, that's good to know. Hey, did you know that Sunday night was the hottest night in Adelaide in 110 years?
I do now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't actually notice because I had the air conditioner on. I had a pretty good night's sleep.
I don't have such luxuries.
I'm sorry.
Doing it tough.
Yeah, I had to dwell on the heat.
Well, think of it this way. You know, if you got through that night alive, hey, anything else, it's nothing. Unless it's a hotter night, of course.
I'm well prepared for global warming now.
Oh, that's good to know.
You get that CD.
I should.
I contacted close personal friend of the show. Pow Wow is the name of the show. Close personal friend of the show is Michael Princey. I contacted him about this, and he agreed with me that he didn't notice because he had the air conditioning on. And in fact, he even got himself a hot chocolate before he went to sleep, which is very...
Now that is irony!
Well, that just summed it up there. I don't know if he had an electric blanket on, but if he did...
Good on him.
Kind of silly, yeah. Using his quota of electricity. Shame on him. Hey, Jerry. This is your first time on the radio.
It is.
Nobody knows who you are.
No, they don't.
Even me. So I thought, for me and for the... Sorry, John. But for the people at home, I think this segment is going to be all about Jerry. 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 Don't think Jerry. Stay and fade away. It's all about the Jerry. It's all about the dun dun da da dun dun. And I think we got it all. Jerry. Anyway. And apologies to John. There's no All About John segment because, well, you know, Radio Adelaide already devotes substantial airtime to communist propaganda. Don't want to give him any more. No need for you to apologise either, especially over the top.
It's better than D-Day.
Good point. Take that under consideration. But Jerry, who are you and what are you doing here?
Well, frame nudging? I don't know.
Nudging?
Well, you invited me here. I thought I'd, you know, take you up on that offer.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. How do I know you?
Oh, through school. I've basically known you since I've started school because you guys are 2 years older than I am and you're good friends with my older brother, Alexis.
That's right.
Who's in your grade.
But you used to hang around with us at school.
I did.
When we were in year 12 and you were in year 10.
I had no other friends.
Yeah. That is kind of unusual to hang out with someone who's 2 years below you.
Oh, not really.
Oh, I guess not then.
Oh.
Prove me wrong.
I did.
You're also a bass player, not insulting your intelligence, but you do play the bass guitar.
I try.
Okay. What is with the, you know, stigma that the bass player is unintelligent?
Oh, well.
I think it's just the thing the guitarist uses to insult the other members.
Oh, try to make themselves feel big.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the lead guitarist, lead singer syndrome thing.
Aren't you a lead guitarist, John?
What?
Okay, we know you through school.
Yes.
People know that. Probably not going to narrow it down. Hey, I went around to your house once about 8 years ago.
Yes, for the first and until recently the last time.
Yeah. Funny thing happened. It involved a handcuff.
It did.
Or set.
Two of them.
There's, well, you know, one set.
Oh.
Two cuffs.
Yeah.
A pair.
Linked together.
One chain.
With chain. Yeah. Oh, not a sexual story or anything like that. But remind me and the listener, of course the listener wouldn't already know, but inform the listener for the first time. What exactly happened?
Okay, well, I was in year five, so this would have been around 1999, and a friend of mine, you know, school kids playing cops and robbers type thing, he actually acquired a real set of handcuffs, and he was over at my house at the same time David was, and yeah, one thing led to another. David handcuffs himself to a tree.
Now, I didn't just do that, you know, they had the keys. Okay.
We did.
I wouldn't just handcuff myself to the tree, to any tree, you know, without obviously knowing how to get out of the situation. The keys were right there.
Or anything in that case, that you wouldn't, you know, go handcuffing yourself to anything.
That's true.
Without the keys.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a tree.
Yeah.
It can be a pole.
Yeah. Or, I won't go into details.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't need to be said.
No.
But,
no.
All right. So, the keys were there, but then, all right, I was just testing out the handcuffs, handcuffed myself to the tree, and was it you who stole the keys and ran off with them? Or was it your friend?
Either one of us. It couldn't have been anyone else.
Okay.
So, yeah, we stole the keys, ran off with them, proceeded to play Kitty in the Middle with Alexis, my little brother. Sorry, Piggy in the Middle.
Kitty in the Middle.
Kitty in the Middle. Oh, yeah. Well, kids. it makes sense. So, yeah.
Teenager.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Older brother.
Something like that, yeah. Throwing the keys around. Then they went into a bush.
Yeah,
and
a hedge.
A hedge.
You threw the keys into a hedge.
And we couldn't find them for about 20 good minutes. And, yeah, you were left there handcuffed to a tree.
I was eventually cut down.
Yeah, we found a saw, and my mum actually sawed the tree off. No, not the tree, the limb. And,
no.
Fortunately, the tree's limb, not...
Oh, yeah, obviously the tree's limb.
Yeah, yeah.
This was several years before the motion picture Saw came out.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Thank God, probably would have given us some bad ideas.
Yeah. Although, if we actually did saw your arm off, we probably could have got some good royalties by now, but...
They grew back, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And yeah, we managed to saw you free and found the keys and... Yeah.
And I went home and I never came back.
Yeah, and we were all a bit worried because your parents were due to rock up to pick you up, and you know, that wouldn't have looked good to your parents if they rocked up and found you handcuffed to a tree in our backyard.
They were fine about it. Yeah.
Good.
You also used to do really good Simpsons impressions. That's kind of why we liked hanging around with you, because you made us laugh, because you're a funny guy.
Oh, thank you.
Can you entertain us and the listener,
one of them,
with some Simpsons, hilarious, and very good Simpsons impressions?
I'd rather not. See, my voice actually, believe it or not, broke and got a bit low.
Oh, no.
Back then, my voice was a little bit higher, and I sort of could do them a bit better. So, now my voice is too low to do anything apart from speak low.
Oh, well, I recall you used to be able to do a really good Dr. Nick.
Apparently.
The hi, everybody, Dr. Nick guy.
Yes.
It's really good. Could you attempt to try?
I'd rather not. I don't want to lose any credibility.
For those of you at home, his Dr. Nick impression was so spot on. It used to sound just like this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Nick Riviera.
Dr. Riviera, Dr. Nick Riviera, please report to the coroner immediately.
The coroner? I'm so sick of that guy.
You were even able to do that guy on the PA system.
Yeah, and
unbelievable.
That, and that noise. Oh.
Yeah, you're a real, real showman. Also, I don't know who the character's name is. Just that obnoxious guy who was always off camera.
The wise guy.
Wise guy. Saying stuff like this. Used to sound just like this.
Hey, fatty, I got a movie for you. A fridge too far.
Good times.
Yeah, I even could do all those laughs at the same time. I've got many, many vocal cords, but they've all dissipated.
You used to be able to do the squeaky teen as well.
Yeah, yeah.
As did I.
As
for that matter.
Yeah, but that was done by, you know, like going from falsetto into my regular voice, but the gap got too big.
Falsetto. Well, what is?
Oh, teenagers, they're like all the time in their voice. And that's just basically going from your higher sort of register into your lower sort of register.
Oh, that's a musical term.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Oh, good. And yeah.
John, you're a guitar player.
Well, I thought that was some sort of luxury car.
Could be.
One day.
You wouldn't own one, obviously.
Yeah.
Not into asset. No, sorry.
yes.
Jerry.
Meanwhile.
Yeah.
And then the gap got too big and I couldn't do it anymore. For that, it's sounding, weird.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe your voice will change once more and you'll be able to do it at some point here on Power.
Oh, maybe.
Not today, obviously. It'll probably take years.
probably.
Take up smoking. That'll help.
Okay, cool. Then maybe I can, like, do it like an octave lower. Like, I can go from this octave into an even lower octave that's even more inaudible.
Whatever you can do in the future, it's 2008. Now is the time to do it. Hey, here's a song. Coming up next, Smitty's Driving Tips. Power. We're not scared to lose it all to you.
Good evening. Have you got the drive to drive? Do you own a getaway vehicle? If given the option, would you choose to sleep in the back of a hearse? Well, stop poking that spare tire and tune in, because it's now time for Smitty's Driving Tips. It's Smitty.
How often do you drive all the way to the supermarket, only to discover that you left your wallet or purse at home? If the answer is all the freaking time, Smitty, then here's a tip for you. Statistics have shown that the average person keeps between 30 cents and $4 in their car at any time. Therefore, don't waste money on petrol driving home to get money. If you only need to buy some bread and milk, statistically, you only have to break into an average of 3 cars to cover the cost, plus a little extra for yourself. Like so.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground now! Drop your weapon! Tase it, boys!
And you're listening to
Pow Wow on
Radio Adelaide 101.5. I wish you weren't. I wish you were listening to my show, but I don't think it's on now. They keep moving it. Sorry.
Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide with myself, David M. Green, and John Timoney. You can say something there.
Oh.
Oh, okay, right. And Jerry.
Good, thanks.
Jerry, right. I didn't ask that question. All right. Just earlier there we had Howard Jones with Things Can Only Get Better. Good walls in that song, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh no, I was getting a drink.
Oh well, feel free to sit closer to the microphone as well. Don't be afraid of the listener.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Although, sorry, they didn't know you were that far away. Probably know you're scared now.
Okay.
Hey, I went to Port Adelaide last week.
Why?
exactly. Well, two reasons.
Adelaide's all right.
I know it's Labor country, but just all right. Two reasons. I want to ride every metro train line in Adelaide, and the Outer Harbour line, which has the Port Adelaide stop on it, is one of those lines that I'd never ridden before.
You too?
You've never ridden it?
Oh, I've always wanted to ride every train line in Adelaide as well.
Yeah, there's a special name for someone like that, but I've forgotten what it is.
Ah.
Wikipedia that at home. Not now, after the show. And the second reason was my lovely girlfriend Jemima and I wanted to go see these. She wanted to go see these. I didn't really care. Wanted to go see these sandcastles that were shaped like dinosaurs at Port Adelaide. Were you aware of that, John?
I was. I'd like to go and see them as well.
You like dinosaurs? You're a big dinosaur
I think they're
man.
Good.
Yeah. Well, we got there and it was a really hot day. And the train station, which is very run down, is a long way away from the sandcastles. So we had to walk. I don't know, a kilometer in like 40 degree heat. By the time we got there, it was actually $10 admission, so we didn't end up seeing them because I'm a very cheap man. And you could see most of the sandcastles anyway through like this metal cyclone netting. Anyway, I don't know why anyone would actually pay money to walk in there. Fools. But when I was there, I saw on the side of the enclosure, if you will, where all the dinosaurs were,
the dinosaurs.
So they couldn't get out. on the side of this wall had the slogan for Port Adelaide, which is pretty stupid in my opinion. It's the port, it's happening. Isn't that the stupidest slogan for anything you've ever heard?
Wait, what's happening?
I don't know. It doesn't explain. It just says it's happening.
It's very vague.
But whatever it is, you can assure it's happening. It is too vague. What were the Port Adelaide Chamber of Tourism guys thinking when they thought of that one? Surely they could come up with some better ones using the same or even less effort. Do you have any suggestions? Just make some up right now.
Oh, okay. Port. Lock your car doors.
Yeah, I don't know if that would promote necessarily the suburb, but I was thinking something more like the port. Let's go.
Okay.
That's equally as lame.
The port. No dogs.
That doesn't even make sense, that one.
Okay.
The port. Okay. John, chime in anytime.
Got port?
The port. Urine free.
The port. Where's your messiah now?
The port, birthplace of James Dean.
The port, home of the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games.
See, that's probably too unreal. It's a bit too ridiculous there.
Why is that?
I don't know. But John, have you been to Port Adelaide?
I have. I like the place.
Why do you go there? Because you live nowhere near it.
Actually, the same reason as you.
Sorry.
Oh, hey.
Sorry. Continue. That wasn't a slogan, but continue.
Well, it's okay.
I asked you a question, and you're refusing to answer it. Why do you go to Port Adelaide?
Well, I don't really do much these days.
All right, you have been there before.
I visited a shop there once.
What kind of shop was this?
It was a Soviet paraphernalia shop, actually.
All right, see, now, I believe very much that there would be a shop like that in Port Adelaide, and I believe very much that you, John, as a filthy communist, would go there. Did you say it's not there anymore?
I don't know. A friend of mine said they had a closing down sale a while ago.
Why would a store that sells busts of Lenin possibly close down?
I think all the owners must have got corrupt or something. It all collapsed. Also, there was a big wall surrounding it. No one could get in or out.
Now, that used to be the motto for Port Adelaide. The port, tear down this wall. What about the port?
Oh, my God!
What about the port? Every day is hard rubbish day.
Oh, I'm sorry, this segment started again magically. How did that happen? They could even get Paul Keating on board. For example, the port.
This is the sweetest victory of all.
Of course, I don't know how relevant
David, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, all right. Right now, it's time for... what is it? Oh, David's rejection letters. Yes, David's Rejection Letters, the segment where I, David M. Green, read out one of my many large number of rejection letters that I've received over my years writing letters to people. You would be surprised with what you can achieve by writing a letter. However, this segment doesn't exactly promote the successes of letter writing. This evening's rejection letter comes from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
NASA.
That's correct. And I quote, "Dear Mr. Green, thank you for taking the time to contact NASA. However, we regret to inform you that due to a multitude of reasons, too many to list here in this letter, we are unable to send you to the moon. We here at NASA believe that although every man, woman, and child is created equal, outer space is no place for civilians, let alone a person with such a warped, pessimistic view of humanity as you. We wouldn't send you to the moon even if you had $1 billion, which you clearly don't. And even if you did, we can assure you there are no fish in the Sea of Tranquility. And even if there were, you indicated in your letter that you don't like fishing. I don't even know where to begin critiquing you on that. In summary, you now have been banned from entering the U.S. state of Florida, and may God have mercy on your soul. Yours sincerely, Michael D. Griffin, NASA." Well, Griff, I'll just have to go build my own Saturn V rocket.
That'll show him.
Yeah, that's probably going to take a long time as well.
I'll help you.
Yeah. You want to go to the moon too?
Love to.
Why would you possibly want to go to the moon? It's just because I'm going, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're stealing all our good ideas.
I'll go wherever you go.
Right.
That should be a slogan for Port Adelaide.
Whoops. I almost hit this. It doesn't even make sense for this segment. Coming up soon. Well, perhaps some obscure 80s new wave music will soothe the pain of me not being able to go into outer space. You're on Powwow, Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM. We will be right back. Can't get enough Jewish culture? Want less yodel, more dreidel? Well, ditch the orthodontist and get orthodox this weekend in the heart of Adelaide. The Adelaide Jewish community proudly presents Risfest.
Risfest
08. It's a colossal carnival of celebrity circumcision.
Risfest.
This weekend, we're slashing all foreskins in the Adelaide South Parklands.
Risfest.
Festivities kick off at 11 a.m. with free Brits refreshments.
Risfest.
Then, hold on to your yarmulkes as you're blown away by special musical guests all the way from Sweden. It's electronic synth pop group The Knife. And then the fun begins with a mass demonstration of everybody's favorite religious genital-altering procedure.
Respect.
It's a phimosis-free zone this weekend in the Adelaide South Parklands. Come along for your chance to be the lucky winner of an all-expenses-paid trip to the World Circumcision Titles in sunny Ris Vegas, Nevada.
Risfest.
Risfest. 08, this weekend in the Adelaide South Parklands. Bring your truck, bring your trailer, just don't forget to bring your moil. Shalom. Risfest 08, presented by the Adelaide Jewish Community, in association with the World Health Organization. Circumcise responsibly.
We now return to David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Oh, that got quiet way too quickly. Welcome back. I'm David M. Green. Just earlier there, we heard Depeche Mode with Never Let Me Down Again. I was told there was a factual error in that last advertisement. Bris Vegas is not in Nevada. It's in Queensland. Don't know how that one was overlooked. Hey, John, Jerry, you guys are here.
I am.
Confirm?
I believe.
Okay, you're both.
I am if I believe I am.
That's the spirit. Never give up. Did you guys hear Adam this week on the radio, on Radio Adelaide? Did you hear it?
I taped him.
Outstanding radio show. Mm. Outstanding. I've got a clip here. Did you hear it, Jerry?
I did. I thought it was too good for Radio Adelaide.
It is. No, that's my slogan. He's got something. He's got absolutely sensational.
Oh,
that's right.
The one,
sorry.
I'm getting confused. It's all these radio programs, both of them that I listen to.
No, this one's better than my show. I'm throwing down the hammer.
Oh, really?
Is that the expression? That might be an aggressive expression. I'm sorry. Throwing down the gauntlet.
That makes more sense.
Same thing. Anyway, I have a clip. For those of you who didn't hear it, this is what was on Adam, the radio show on Radio Adelaide, last week when it was on. Take a listen to this and be enthralled.
Welcome back, listener. You're listening to Adam. Now, where were we? We just finished our discussion of my time in the Navy. But I want to tell you about my experience, the time I found a penny on the street. Now, I happened to chance upon it while walking down Adelaide's West Grenfell. Now, I was walking my dog, Bessie, but in those days it was quite common to walk your dog in the middle of the city. It's not quite so common now in our rush lifestyle, but I like to think that someone out there still does it. Judy, give us a call and maybe you can tell us if people are still doing it. I know you're listening. Now, back to the penny. I was walking down the street and it was quite odd. Well, it was quite odd to find a penny in these days because pennies obviously went out when decimal currency came in, and it was quite unusual because it was 1992. You know, some folks say that finding a penny is good luck, but I'm not so sure there's any actual luck coming from it. Maybe you've had a different experience. Perhaps the luck is finding the penny itself. I mean, if you've found a penny, then you're quite obviously having a pretty lucky day in my book.
Amazing. That guy is fantastic.
Brilliant.
Coming soon to ABC 891. Anyway, we're going to talk about... I was reading the newspaper the other day, as I don't usually do, but I've noticed, and you guys have noticed as well. In fact, you guys turned me on to this, particularly you, Jerry. There are a lot of new franchises,
there are
available for people to buy into. You know, your reporters, your, I don't know, generic businesses... If you want to make some money, you don't feel like starting your own business, you can just buy a franchise and take somebody else's idea. If you pay them like $150,000. And, I don't know, maybe Australia's becoming a bit too much like America, but it seems to be the way that it's going. And there, if you open today's newspaper, you turn to the business section, there's heaps of, new franchises that, if you want to make some money, after you've spent a lot of money buying the franchise, you can. You know, all sorts of different stores. And I found a couple of interesting ones. And did you look at the newspaper today as well, Jerry?
I did.
Yeah?
Okay.
Did you notice anything?
Yeah, I did. I've actually got an excerpt here from the paper.
Rustle the paper, so, you know. All right, there we go.
Okay.
We're reading a newspaper now.
All right.
Yeah, explain.
Okay, a new Euros shop has opened up in Glenelg called Lamb of God. The Euros shop that makes you a creationist. Okay, and here's the little advertisement thing for it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Feeling drunk? Down the bay and sick of playing the game count on one hand how many people are having fun? Questioning all the archaeological evidence that's staring you in the face? Well, you need Lamb of God's Euros shop so you too can enjoy the science on how the universe was made in just a week. Deny reality. Ignore the evidence. Have a mouthful of Lamb of God's Euros. It's chewy and crunchy, and it doesn't add up. It's Lamb of God, where carbon dating simply isn't enough.
You could definitely make a lot of money around Glenelg with that. Probably even more in Port Adelaide, but we won't go there.
We shan't.
Or will we? No. Because that's really annoying. Oh, hey, check this one that I read here. I got the newspaper with me. The name of this franchise, it's a photo store franchise called I've Been Framed. And the description here is, I've Been Framed is an exciting new franchise that guarantees investors a return of over 1,000% in the first quarter alone. I've Been Framed specializes in taking photographs of ordinary customers, then, by using advanced computer editing facilities, the I've Been Framed staff Photoshop the image of the customer's face into a photo of an unsolved police crime scene. The authorities are then tipped off, and friendly members of the law enforcement community kindly escort the newly labeled criminals off the premises, leaving you, the investor, to pocket the reward money, leaving your satisfied customer shouting your business's name to friends and family. John, have you been reading the newspaper? What franchises have you chanced upon?
David, I try to avoid these things. I'm a worker, not some artisan, petty bourgeois, crypto fascist.
Really? You don't want to just read that newspaper thing in front of that's right in front of you? All you need to do is read it.
Oh, I think Jared's got another one. He could enlighten us.
No, I want you to read one, John.
All right. Well, if Jared just passes me the newspaper, I could.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. Your political views are caving in. I was just testing you.
I'm caving in.
Go sit in the corner, John. No, you're banned from this segment. If you're not a liberal Democrat, you know, in favor of free market economies, you can't. Not only can you not, you know, participate in this segment, you should just switch off your radio right now. I'm sorry. We just lost all our listeners because this is Radio Adelaide.
Okay.
Jerry, inform the business community what franchises they could buy into. I'm sure you have another one there.
Okay, well, this isn't so much of a franchise. It's just a new shop that's about to open. Okay, here's a little thing. As far as petty business rivalries go, this one sure is one of them. Everyone knows and loves the party supply shop called Peter Van the Party Man. Well, apparently not everyone does. One man has started up a rival company to Peter Van the Party Man and called it Van Peter the Party Eater. Their business is putting Peter Van the Party Man out of business. That's just appalling, I think.
That's really rude.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen if he, you know, gets Peter Van out of business? Then he himself is going to go out of business.
We will cease to have parties.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd like that, John, wouldn't you? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Hey, check this out. Another franchise one I got here. From the former managing directors of the now-defunct supermarket chain Bilo and the venerable Rabbi Lewis Bergman of the Salisbury East Jewish Synagogue comes Rabbilo. Rabbilo is your one-stop shop for all your discount variety Jewish merchandise. This week at Rabbilo, take advantage of our After Hanukkah sales by picking up your copy of the complete Mel Brooks DVD box set. Pay by credit card and you'll also receive a free menorah. Browse our wide selection of yarmulkes. Yarmulkes, yarmulkes, yarmulkes. So don't be a klutz, you schmo. This Sabbath, why not head on down to Rabbilo? Our low, low, unbelievably, yet reasonably priced prices are 100% kosher. Rabbilo, proud sponsors of BrisFest 08. Yeah.
That's good. I'm all out of dreidels.
Yeah. Yeah. You can never have too many dreidels.
Everything needs more dreidels.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. You got any more, or is that it?
I think that's it.
We're all out.
Well, this spot right here needs some Huey Lewis in the news. You're part of the powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
In a world where commercial radio stations rule the earth, One community radio station struggles just to survive. One listener has the power to keep this station broadcasting, and the time is now. Are you ready to join current subscribers Michael Princey and David M. Green in an epic adventure of a lifetime? $52 or 26 concession is all it will take for one listener to become the Radio Adelaide subscriber. In the midst of rivalry, intimidation, and outright rudeness, Radio Adelaide needs your help more than ever. If you become a subscriber this month, an astonishing prize could be yours. And this time, it's for real. Call 8303-5000 now or during business hours. Coming soon, the Radio Adelaide subscriber.
This is Tim Ray speaking.
Anything for a quick buck. Hi, I'm David M. Green with Jared Kotlowy.
Hi.
And John Timoney.
Hello.
And this is an ID.
Pow! Right in the kisser.
Wow.
The name of the show is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 Frequency Modulation, not to be confused with the other variety. We do actually have a MySpace page, which is available at the address myspace.com/powwowradio, or one word. And I believe you too, John and Jerry, are on the MySpace bandwagon as well.
On the gravy train.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to let the listener know what it is, or would you rather not?
I'd rather keep that on the lowdown.
Okay, you're a man of privacy.
I'm a man of privacy.
Yeah. What about you?
I'd rather not tell them, but either way, they can see mine from the powwow MySpace.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You're on the show, automatically make the top friends.
Yes, yes. I was actually on the top friends before I was on the show.
That's right.
This guy, rising up the ranks.
That's what it's what you're all about, isn't it, John?
Yes.
Rising the, you know?
Rising the corporate ladder.
Climbing the ladder.
I've turned over a new leaf in that last song break.
Oh, good for you. Have you come across any other strange MySpace pages in the 1 minute we have left?
I have, actually. It's called Hot Dog Man Man. That's, yeah.
Is that the address?
Oh, the MySpace address is, you know, myspace.com/hot_dog_man_man.
Okay.
It's just a bunch of weird things.
Also on the Pow Wow top friends.
Also on the Pow Wow top friends and my personal top friends. It's just a whole bunch of movies. This hot dog that's made of plasticine.
In the style of Sean McAuliffe's Myron.
Yes. Myron, yes. Just a whole bunch of movies. Hot dog man takes acid.
Well, with a description like that, how can you not visit right now? I don't know. Actually, you can probably answer that. I can't hear you, of course, unless you call in 833-5000. But it's not that kind of show. Of course, the MySpace page is just a gimmick. For all the real action, check out davidmgreen.com. That's davidmgreen.com, not davidgreen.com. That's a porn site. I'm not joking. I didn't make it. Somebody else did. If you click on the button.
He really isn't. I actually accessed that page trying to find David's actual website, and I was appalled. There was a terrible
Shocked
website.
And appalled.
It's actually a pretty bad quality website.
Yeah, it's very bad. And there was another one, another sort of like davidmgreen.com.au or something like that, and it was some like guy that's called David M. Green or something. He does caricatures.
That's right, a cartoonist.
Yeah, a cartoonist.
I don't think he has the middle initial M.
Oh, okay.
But we don't need to give him any attention on this show. Let's just ignore him.
Let's just focus on the David M. Green we've got on our hands.
Yeah. If you go to my website.
I like this David M. Green.
Yeah, yeah. He isn't a filthy
smart
peddler.
He's a nice guy.
Or a filthy smart peddler that does caricatures.
Exactly. But if you go to my website and you click on the radio button, it's clearly marked radio at the top of the page. Through there, you can listen to the Pow Wow podcast as well as, you know, past sketches that have aired on this show and others. Also, my interview with Pete Smith is now up there on the interviews page, along with previous interviews with Sean McAuliffe, Tony Martin, Alan Brose. So hours of tedious fun.
Did you interview Sean McAuliffe?
I did interview Sean McAuliffe. You did not know that?
When was that?
I did. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, it was like back in 2006. So a lot of it's out of date. He's still Sean McAuliffe.
He is.
Yeah. So you've obviously been to the website.
Of course.
Yeah.
I liked it. I spent a number of minutes there.
Oh, that's all I can ask from you. Coming up next week on Pow Wow, big surprise. However, I'll limit down the possibilities to make it less of a surprise for you. Don't want to be too surprised now. Next week on Pow Wow will be either an interview with Triple M's Get This His Own Richard Marsland, or if he can't make it, William Shatner has agreed to act as the backup interviewee. So you really can't lose. But don't take that attitude along with you to the casino, would be my advice to you. But that's another 167 hours away, right here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. John, Jared, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's been a pleasure, David.
It has.
It's back to prison for the both of you.
Oh, thank you. Back to Yatla.
But until next time, which is next Wednesday night, 11 PM, I am Internet's, TV's, Radio's David M. Green, bidding on you at an auction. Up next on Radio Adelaide, it's Black Market Radio, punk, hardcore, ska, in that order. Remember, next week, could be an interview with Richard Marsden, probably won't be. William Shatner, it is then. But until then, to all, a good night.
Just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. Anyhow. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. Anyhow.
Jerry.